Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
And good evening and welcome to the Spirit Lounge. And you're with the priest, the pom and the puff. We have a different...
No, there's no puff.
We
no.
have a different puff.
Oh, well, he's sort of the panellist puff.
Yeah. Yes. Peter the panellist puff.
We sent the puff away to China. We're not sure where we send him.
And we told him not to come back empty handed because we're going to talk about Chinese New Year next year.
Yes,
next
we asked
week.
Him to bring a gay Chinese person back with him.
So he's in China working, but we've told him to find a gay Chinaman to bring back with him, smuggle back in his luggage, haven't we?
We have.
Anyway, thank you very much to White Noise. Don't switch off because we now have an hour of calm and beautiful music. We're joined in the studio tonight by Freya Hanley, who we're going to be talking to during the show. And Freya's going to be playing live for us later at about 9:45. And Freya is our artist of the month, so we're playing her music every week. So welcome, Freya, to the studio.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. Good to have you here.
It's lovely
and,
to be here.
And we're also going to talk about the beautiful, gorgeous, divine, delectable, if I was straight, I would fancy him, but I even fancy him as a lesbian, George Michael.
Good grief. I've never thought of him as all those things, but whatever you say. We're also going to talk about Margaret Court, aren't we?
We are.
We're not very happy with Margaret Court.
We're not happy with Margaret Court, and this is very poignant because, of course, the Australian, the Aussie Open started yesterday, and so tennis is the theme for the next 2 weeks in Melbourne, and Margaret Court has not been saying very kind things to the gay community, has she?
No, she's not. So we want to get you involved in this, don't we?
Yes, we do. Now, we've come up with a cunning plan.
We have.
Do you want to tell them what it is?
Yes. What we want to do is we want to rename the Margaret Court Arena. And we want your help. So we want you to SMS in to 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au or you can ring Jerry out there, 1300JOY949. We want to know what we should rename the Margaret Court Arena.
Yep.
I'm not sure that they'll listen to us, but we'll have fun.
Yeah, but I think, you know, whatever we get at the end of the show, I think I'm going to send it. I'm going to take it in personally to the Aussie Open Tennis Centre or whatever it's called.
People's, yes.
People, yeah, important people.
Yeah. I don't know who they are.
With the new name for the Margaret Court, as I call it.
Well, yes, I think that's a good idea. Yes, anyway, we're going to talk about her later on and the horrible things she's been saying.
Yeah, because she's not really
and
with
the untrue things she's been saying.
Yes, we shall cover that later. So anyway, we're going to kick off with the first of Freya's tracks tonight, and this is called Evaporate, and it's from her album Quiver.
And you're on Spirit Lounge. We're having a bit of trouble with that CD player, so we're going to bring that track to you a bit later. In the meantime, Bertie, you're going to introduce...
Yes, I am.
..our special guest tonight.
I am, because, what was it, a couple of months ago probably, I was privileged enough to hear Freya sing live in front of a small group of select women in Melbourne, and you did a fine job considering we all talked over you, but people like me were listening, and I was very captivated by your music, and it's absolutely lovely to have you in the studio. Welcome again.
Thank you.
Now... tell us about your upbringing. Were there any significant religious or spiritual influences for you as a child? I know you were born in Auckland and you were raised in Perth.
That's right. Yep. Well, my parents were non-believers and they really didn't like the idea of any kind of organised religion. And but for some reason, at the age of five, I think I was, I used to walk myself up to the local church and take myself to Sunday school, and they used to sleep in on Sundays. They thought I was completely mad. And looking back on it, I don't really completely understand it myself, but I used to just go and join in with the the Sunday school group because they sang songs. And
So maybe the singing was the hook for you, wasn't it?
I think so. I think there was something to do with that. I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah, so through my childhood, I had quite a few friends who were Christian, and I did go along to church a fair bit, considering my parents were quite against it. So, so that was quite an interesting perspective.
Did they have a church choir that you joined?
No, but I was my first, because I used to play classical music, so I suppose I sang a lot of religious songs in the choir, but then my church, when I was in high school, the church that I was going to had a band, and so I used to play flute and sing backup vocals, and it was for the nighttime sort of youth session. So that was my first experience of performing live. So there was a bit of a connection, but my parents used to get quite upset that I was going along. So I think in a way it was a reverse kind of rebellious kind of thing for me.
And now, strange, do you have siblings? Do you have brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got three.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did they go to Sunday school as well?
No. I was the youngest, and they were all sleeping in on Sunday mornings as well.
So you weren't doing that to try and keep up with your older brothers and sisters?
No,
so
not
it was
at all.
A real calling in terms of music.
Yeah, I think so. But also, I think looking back on it, I've always had a real interest in spirituality in general, and there's nothing else really in a suburban upbringing. You know, at that point in my life, there was no other way to explore spirituality. So through school, I suppose I went to the church for that reason, because I did end up sort of turning away from Christianity and sort of exploring other aspects, I suppose, of my spirituality once I realised that there are other avenues to go down. But I did have a chaplain at my high school who I'd been going to church most of through high school, and I ended up feeling like I was leading a bit of a double life, because outside of the church I was doing lots of naughty things that the church were, you know, I'd go to church on Sundays and they'd tell me that I was going to go to hell if I did all these things, and then I'd go and do all those things, and then I'd come back to church and I was completely conflicted, and I was starting to get me down, and I couldn't talk to my parents about it because they were just like, well, you know, that's your problem because you're the one going to church and they're messing you up. And it was all very confusing as a teenager. So I had this chaplain at school come to me just completely out of the blue. I was sitting outside a class, and the class had already started, so I was sitting outside waiting for the right moment to go in. And I was thinking about all of this stuff, and I was feeling really, really like, I'm going to go to hell. What's going on? How can I live my life like this? And she came up and said to me, without me saying anything, she just stopped and said, I don't think God cares what you're doing. And she named all the things that I was particularly worried about, which I won't say on radio.
She was smoking behind the bike shed.
Yeah. She can tell us when after.
Yeah.
When the next
multiple choice. I'll give you a multiple choice.
All of the above.
Yeah. At least something like that. Anyway, she stopped me cold and just said, I don't think God cares about any of that stuff. I think I think it's fine. I think you need to relax and chill out. And so I ended up going into her office and talking to her a fair bit, and she taught me the difference between what she called churchianity and Christianity. And she said that, you know, the church has all these rules and makes it really, really hard for you to sort of stick by them, but then there's, you know, all of the messages that Jesus came with, and sometimes they conflict, and it's okay to kind of, you know, to sort of take some of it, but, you know, not get too caught up in all of those rules. And yeah, so that was pretty powerful for me. That really was a turning point for me.
She sounded a good person to be around.
Yeah, she was.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, she was more like it. So you always wanted to be a singer, I gather.
I always sang. I always wanted to be a flute player originally.
Okay.
That was what I always thought I was going to grow up and do.
What about a songwriter? When did you
I think I started writing songs around the time I was very conflicted, and that was more of a therapy, a bit of a saviour for me. So it wasn't really something I was ever intending to do, and then I was always intending to do classical music, and then I started on the classical music sort of train and realised that it just wasn't for me at all, that there was kind of not very much creativity involved and just a lot of... a lot of competition and it's quite...
A lot of practice.
Yeah, a lot of pressure, a lot of practice, a lot of focus on the skills and the technique and not a whole lot on the expression of it. So that was when I sort of, I came to a grinding halt with classical music and decided to pursue my songwriting.
So was there one moment or person or event that influenced you to go in that direction that you took?
I was at university studying music, and I only got a few months into the course and just realised that it just wasn't for me at all. And so not really. I think I just sort of completely gave that the flick, and I decided to teach myself guitar to try and unlearn all of the again, I guess there's a bit of a theme running here. I was sort of trying to unlearn all the rules so that I could be a little bit more free with my music. And so that was sort of what led me to sort of exploring songwriting.
Now, you've brought some music in with you tonight, and I think this next track is your choice, Scott Matthews.
Yeah.
What does this mean to you?
Scott Matthews is an artist I've only just discovered, and I just love his music, and I just kind of stumbled across him recently, and I don't know, this song just makes me feel something. See what you guys feel.
Okay, well, this is called Eyes Wider Than Before.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge with the priest and the pom and the panellist and our special guest. And if the poof's listening, hello, we miss you, darling. But don't forget to bring back that Chinese person. They have to know all about the Chinese New Year, otherwise it's no good.
Absolutely. We have Freya Hanley with us, who's our special guest tonight. And she's just been talking about her upbringing and spirituality. And we've had a lovely SMS from Anonymous, but saying, what a lovely, inspiring story. Gorgeous stuff. So there you go, Freya. You've got a new fan, darling. Oh,
thank you.
Now, we've had lots of SMSs because we have a little... we're having a little bit of fun tonight. We have been talking about Margaret Court, the tennis player, who's now 69
years
old.
In the Margaret Court.
And she, sadly, has been rather outspoken in a very negative way about the gay community. And so as the Aussie Open is on for the next 2 weeks, we have been asking our listeners to send in their suggestions to rename the Margaret Court Arena. And so we've had some lovely messages. First of all, Sam, good evening to you. I'd love to hear your opinions about Ms. Court. Your viewpoints are very important and of interest. So, Sam, stay listening because we've got lots coming from us and our listeners. Another one, rename it after an ancient Greek name that symbolises homosexuality in a positive manner.
The Margaret Court Lesbos Court. Oh, that would give her a heart attack, wouldn't it?
So the priestie came up with Lesbos, the Lesbos Court. Yep. I thought Sappho, because it wasn't Sappho the Greek poet?
Yes, I think
so. Yeah, so I think it could be the Sappho Court.
Erotic poet.
But you're meant to read poetry. It's not much good for tennis players, is it, really? And then we've had the Rennie Stubbs Stadium from Andy in, how do you pronounce that?
Laylaw.
Thank you, Andy.
Good idea.
Yep, and we thought about Rennie Stubbs because we like her. And the Adam Stobbs Stadium. Yeah.
Adam had a lot to do with Joy 94.9 before he passed away.
He was a joyster.
He was a joyster.
Mm-hmm. So that's a very, very nice suggestion. Thank you. Now here's something completely different from Andy. I'm going to read it out because he has written into us, but we're not sure if we've got the right response. I'm going to Acts to Faith Fellowship Church for the first time on Sunday. Do you two know anything about them? From Andy.
I do know that they're a church that I believe is apostolic, that they are accepting of everyone. And I suggest you go along and see what you think.
And let us know.
Yes.
Yeah, send us another message next Tuesday. We'd love to hear about your experiences there. So, let's get back to Freya.
I just want my... Can I just go on who I'd like to name the Margaret Court Stadium after? Well, the... I think it should be called the Joy 94.9 Court. We do have, well, other organisations are naming all the stadiums around us, so why not the Joy 94.9 Court?
Could be the Joy Court.
Why can't it be the Priest, the Palm and the Poof Court? Covers everything. Covers religion, sexuality, and culture diversity.
I think we're getting a bit silly now.
Getting.
If you would like to rename the Margaret Court Arena, please contact us on SMS 0427JOY949, and you can phone on 1300JOY949, and you can email onair@joy.org.au. We'd love to hear your ideas about how the new name for the Margaret Court, as I call it.
Yes, now we're going to go to something more sensible. Well, we're going back to Freya.
Slightly more sensible.
Very much more sensible.
That's
than
what
us.
You think.
Freya, what famous artists have had the biggest influence on you?
I would have to say, and I feel a little cliched saying this, but Arnie DeFranco is my all-time hero, like a lot of female singer-songwriters, because she's really blazed the, what do you call it?
The trail.
The trail. Mm-hmm. She's incredibly independent and has basically, you know, built up her own empire and kind of just not... She's refused to go down the sort of commercial path, I suppose, and that's something that's really inspiring to, as a role model. So, I think she's great, and she's an amazing lyricist, and I love lyrics. So, great.
But you do.
Yeah.
Now, where do you get your creative ideas from? Where do you get your inspiration from to write the words and to put them to the music?
Well, as I said, originally it was just a therapy for me, so it was a way of processing all of those, you know, feelings that, that weren't sitting quite right. And I always found that as soon as I wrote something about what I was feeling, that it kind of magically sort of diffused the tension.
So it's being able to express yourself, really.
Yeah. I guess so. So mostly... because of that, and mostly because relationships tend to bring the most angst, I would say relationships have been a pretty massive inspiration for writing, but also just self-reflection and trying to make sense of the world, really. There's a bit of a philosopher somewhere inside that I think most of us have, of sort of looking at the world and trying to piece it together and trying to, you know...
Get your head around it.
Yeah, get your head around it, exactly.
How would you actually describe your style of music?
Oh, I hate that question.
Oh, we like to put those in.
Well, I tried for a long time to resist the fact that I'm a folk musician, but I can't really resist. I can't fight against it anymore. So, I'm a folky at heart.
Have you been to Port Fairy Folk Festival?
No, I haven't.
Oh, no.
No. It's a travesty. But I'm from WA, so I have a good excuse. And our major folk festival is on at the same weekend as Port Fairy. So there's a good excuse for you.
If anyone's listening from Port Fairy, send the invite.
Yeah, definitely. I'd love to go.
But there's definitely, because I've listened to your music and enjoyed it a lot, and there's definitely a bit of jazz there somewhere as well.
Yeah, there is, definitely. Yeah. So it's not, I wouldn't call it sort of straight out folk, and it's definitely not, it's been influenced by lots of different things. But jazz is something that, I've never learnt any jazz music, but I sort of have a tendency to explore little bits of jazz here.
It's
and
nice.
There.
It brings a nice side to your music.
Thank
now,
you.
Your next choice of music is one of my favourites, Katie Tunstall.
Yeah, she's great.
Why is she great?
I just love her honesty in her music. It's very, it's simple and it's honest, and I just feel like it's really authentic music. And I love this song because of the first line, really. The first line is, "I am a pain in your ass." And it just sums up so much of, you know, when you just, you feel like you've really stuffed it up with someone and you just, you know, she, instead of sort of trying to curl her way around it, she just comes out and says it. So
let's have a listen. This is called Ashes.
And you're on the Spirit Lounge on Joy 94.9 with the Priest and the Pom, and a couple of others too. Now, I've got it. I have the answer.
Now, just in case you've just joined us, we are having a bit of fun renaming the Margaret Court Arena at the Tennis Centre.
Margaret Court.
Court, because she's been speaking out of turn about us lot, and we don't like it very much, too.
We don't think she's very nice.
No.
So we don't want a court named after her. So we're going to name it the Katie Lang Court. Of course, what else would I name it?
Anyway, we have some lovely people with more
with
ideas.
More sensible suggestions.
Slightly more sensible ideas. Who don't just only worship K.D. Lang in their lives. Now, Pam, lovely that you're listening to us. The Rainbow Court, of course. Love it, love it. And the Rainbow Stadium from Anonymous. I don't know who that was from, but thank you. And we've had, I love this. Okay. This is from Graham in Cheltenham. Good evening, Graham. Maybe I'm old-fashioned and I'll freely admit to being a sport Luddite, but what's wrong with tennis court?
Number three.
Marg gets to pretend it's still her name on it and the rest of us can ignore her. Well done. Thank you, Graham. Absolutely love it. And we have a lovely guest with us tonight, Freya Hanley, who is a folk singer-songwriter, and we've decided there's a bit of jazz in there too. And one of our listeners has said, folk music is underrated. It's fab with all that crap out there. So there we are. You've got two fans, new fans tonight.
Now, Freya.
That makes a total of three.
No.
And us.
No, all of us.
Us, okay. Yes. Look, yeah. It's incredible. Are you on Facebook?
Yes.
There you go. You might get a lot more.
Yeah, friend requests.
What's the most exciting tour you've been on, and why was it?
I've had lots of fun on tour. Tour is just a fun experience usually. So I think I've met some of my best friends just by collaborating on tours and not necessarily having known them beforehand, but then going on tour, and it's a very bonding experience to be on the road playing at especially the country town pubs that are, you know, you get some pretty interesting audiences out there. So I think, you know, my friend Lauren Kate, we've done a fair bit of touring together. She's worth checking out if you want to look her up online. But I suppose in terms of famous people, he's not really that famous, but he's a bit famous. Lior you haven't heard of Lior?
No, but he's, then, you know, no. Don't worry about me.
He's an Australian singer-songwriter.
We're a bit of Luddites too, like that man about the court.
Anyway, he's fantastic, and I got to do some supports for him on a few shows, and I've always been a big fan of his music, so that was a real buzz. Wow. And I got to get up and sing some harmonies with him, and yeah, so that was lovely. So any Lior fans out there, they'll know what I'm talking about. He's absolutely beautiful.
You've toured overseas as well?
A little bit. Yeah. I've done some shows in the States, some in Ireland and New Zealand. Yeah, so there's a fair bit of the world to conquer yet, but
just a bit. So what's the best thing about performing live?
It's just when you get an audience that is sort of willing to go with you on a bit of a journey, it's a pretty amazing experience to have that kind of communication that's in a way completely non-verbal, because none of what you're actually saying is really what's feeding into the energy of it. But when an audience sort of receives what you're giving out and then they give so much back from that, then you give back more because of that, and then they give back more, and then it sort of spirals on this upward spiral. And it doesn't happen very often, but when it does happen, it's incredible. And it's a form of communication that goes beyond any kind of boundaries. So yeah, it's pretty special.
Well, we've been actually looking at your website, checking you out, and it sort of seems like you're a bit of a whiz in the kitchen. Is that right? I mean, do you do cooking to relax, or are you a MasterChef contender, or, you know, the singer MasterChef series?
Joy, the most important question, when are we coming round for dinner?
Exactly.
What impression am I given on my
website?
We've
got the entertainment sorted. We just need the food now.
Yeah, no, I love cooking, and I just whacked that into the website just as a bit of an extra interesting, because I love making up recipes and trying out new recipes, and it is definitely a creative sort of outlet for me, and always has been. And I love that it's a very, I suppose, music, especially when you're performing live, is quite an sort of something that everyone, you can't really hide it, you know, it's sort of, it's out there. But cooking is sort of a very home, intimate sort of thing that you just share with, you know, your family and friends, and I love it.
Now, we're going to listen to you play live just in a minute. Yes. But before we do, what's in store for Freya in 2012 then?
Well, I've only been in Melbourne for about 12 months, and I'm just starting to get the hang of where all the gigs are, so it's taken me a while. But I've got some shows coming up, one at the Drunken Poet on the 8th of February, that's a Wednesday. I'm playing in Daylesford this Sunday at Horvath's Wine Bar. That's at about 7 or 8 o'clock, I think. If anyone's listening in Daylesford, does this... Does Daylesford pick up Joy FM?
We have Joy app, and they can listen on the computer.
Everyone's included these days.
Have you got these dates on your website?
Yeah, I do.
What is your website for
it's
people?
It's freyahanley.com. Yeah.
Fantastic. Right, well, we're going to let you set up with your guitar. We're going to run a few ads, and then let's have a listen. And Freya is going to play a lovely song called Air Balloon for us just in a minute.
And that was the beautiful voice of our guest tonight, Freya. Now, you can no doubt buy her CD, which is Quiver, and available in all good CD stores.
Well, you can order it through any CD store because it's on the MGM distribution, but it's also available on iTunes and through the website.
Of course, iTunes.
And the website is freyahanley.com.
That's the one.
Wonderful. It's been great to have you in the studio. Stay with us for the rest of the show if you like.
Thank you.
We've got all sorts of hot topics to talk about, which I know you've got opinions about, so that's all fantastic. Now, in case you've just joined us, you're on Joy 94.9. This is Spirit Lounge with the Priest, the Pom and the Puff. But the Puff tonight is Peter, the panellist, and it's all the kind of 10,000 P's. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
How are you?
Fantastic. Glad to be back on the Spirit Lounge.
I know, it's been a while, huh?
12, yes.
It's been a while. And we've been having fun because obviously the Aussie Open Tennis is on in town for the next 2 weeks. And coincidentally, Margaret Court, so for those of you who are tennis fans and have been tennis fans for quite a long time will remember Margaret Court, has been negatively outspoken and a bit homophobic about our community. And so we've been trying to come up with ideas of new names for the court that is named after her at the moment, not Margaret Court Court. But we've come up with all sorts of things. Thank you to all our listeners, from everything from the Katie Lang Court to the Rainbow Court to the Sappho Court to the Lesbos Court.
To Tennis Court.
Could we have a number to it? Because otherwise, if they say go to the Tennis Court,
yes.
You know, well, if they're all called Tennis Courts, how do we find it?
People be rambling around like sheep without the sheepdog, weren't they, really?
Tennis Court number 69. I think that would be perfect, really. Now, Margaret Court is a senior pastor with a Victory Life Church in Perth, which, looking on their website, seems to be a Pentecostal church, quite a large one, that she set up by the looks of it. But she wants us to know that she doesn't hate us.
Well, she's really rambling. I mean, this actually kicked off last December, which, of course, is not that far ago. And she prompted a row with other former champions after saying gays were aggressively demanding marriage rights that are not theirs to take. And people, of course, like Martina Navratilova, said that Margaret Court had failed to evolve with the rest of society. And good old Martina, because she stood up for and defended, you know, not only the tennis fraternity, but the LGBTI fraternity, quite rightly.
But what I don't get with Margaret Court, she's really very ignorant. She continually goes on about the fact that we have a choice. Well, yes, we do have a choice. We have a choice to accept who we are, to celebrate who we are, to accept that God loves us for who we are, to go into relationships with people of the same sex and celebrate with them. Or we have a choice to deny who we are and become very screwed up and very damaged people. That's the choice we have. And yet she keeps on about we have a choice. And she goes on to say in a later article on The Australian, We have them in our church.
Yes.
Them. We're thems.
Yeah.
I help thems to overcome. We have people who have been homosexual and now married. So they have people who are now in denial and are not only going to end up getting hurt themselves, they're going to hurt other people, like the person they married, their children. It's actually just such an ignorant way.
My theory is that she is one of those people that's made that choice of denial, and that because of that she's pretty angry and resentful and is out to hurt other people because she hasn't been able to live the life that she wanted to live. It's a little bit of a leap because I don't, you know, not really that familiar with Margaret Court, but I think definitely that can be the source of that sort of blame and you know, ignorance and aggression.
It often can be. I mean,
I think that's a very interesting theory. And as you were saying those words earlier, we were chatting before the show, exactly, you were reading my mind. I was thinking the same. You know, I mean, she's 69 years old now. You know, she was of a different generation. Okay, you know, perhaps she didn't have the choice. Let's use her words. She didn't have the choice to come out and be perhaps who she wanted to be. And, you know, she's just turned into this old grumpy bigot.
But she has a choice now.
She sure does.
And she's actually doing a lot of damage. And it worries me that there seems to be a lot of young people attracted to the sort of church that she's involved in. And these people, you know, she makes a statement here, I think these young people today need to know it's a choice in life. Wow, what damage that can be done.
Yeah.
By saying, and you know, they come out with a statement, we love the sinner but not the sin. And it's like what you went through, Freya, a little bit. It's, I don't think God cares that much about all the guilt that the church is trying to heap on us. It's not God putting the guilt on it, it's the churches. And the churches are trying to say that who we are is not okay.
Exactly.
And that God doesn't love us for who we are. And I'm sitting here saying that God does love us for who we are. I mean, I know that for sure, that God loves me for who I am, and I'm a lesbian who happens to be a Christian. And this woman just can do so much damage.
Do you think she's talking totally from a personal perspective, or is she also representing this Pentecostal church that she's now with?
But she is the senior pastor of the church. So in some ways, she sets the agenda of what the church does.
That's even more scary.
Yeah. So, she, you know, and she started up ministry. And so, you know, she's got to take the responsibility. And you for know, what damage she's doing.
You know what's fascinating, with my sports hat on for a minute, in 2010, Stonewall conducted a poll of the LGBTI community, and they found that tennis was perceived to be one of the most gay-friendly sports. So I just think she's past it. You know, sorry, put her out to pasture. You know, lock her away in a church. I just think she doesn't get it anymore.
No, but they're not going to do that, are they?
No, I know.
Because she gets invited to the tennis tournament every year because she's a past champion.
Well, but you see, going back to the thing you were reading out about the young people, hopefully, actually young people have never heard of Margaret Court. Hopefully.
But people often get sucked into these churches because there's a very vibrant worship. There's, you know, they like that, and that's great. However, all the stuff, that the baggage that goes with it, is not healthy. Not healthy at all.
Now we've got another tune. Now, Freya, is this your last? Is this your last one? Is this your choice?
This is my choice.
Melanie Robinson.
Yes. The band is actually called Mr. Sister, but Melanie Robinson wrote this song. She's the singer and cellist in this, and she's a good friend of mine and a beautiful musician.
Oh, well, I hope she's listening, because if you are, good evening, Melanie. And this is called The Edge.
And you're on Spirit Lounge with the priest, the Pom, and Peter, the puffy panellist, and Andrew's in China.
Well, our normal puff is in China, yes. And because
we really don't know where he is, do we? It's in China somewhere, but it's a place we've not heard of.
It's a big country.
Yeah.
And he's just a wee boy.
And I think it's a little town somewhere in
anyway,
China.
Anyway, because it's Chinese New Year next Monday, and it's Year of the Dragon, we have sent Mr. Pufter off with a brief to come back with a gay Chinaman.
Yeah, I don't think he knew about that before he went.
Who can speak English and talk to us about Chinese New Year?
Yes. Apart from that, if you know a lot about Chinese New Year, if you're Vietnamese or Chinese and would like to be on the program next week, please contact Joy on 1300 Joy 949. Otherwise, I've got my scouts out trying to waylay someone in Chinatown.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean, I know it's about a 10-day festival, I think, isn't it? The Chinese New Year.
So we might have to do a live cross to Chinatown and just interview someone.
That'd be fun, wouldn't it? Just randomly.
We just hope they'd speak English. Knowing our luck, they wouldn't. So we've had a great night because we've been talking to Freya. And yep. Listen to her music.
Well, Freya's fascinating. And that's, so she's our Artist of the Month, Freya Hanley. And if you've enjoyed her music tonight, if you can look up her website, which is freyahanley.com. You can download all her music off iTunes. Her latest album is called Quiver. I'm going to be playing more of her music in the next couple of weeks. But great to have someone in live and also with a story to tell.
Exactly. We've also been talking about Margaret Courtcourt. And we've renamed Margaret Courtcourt. And I think that we should name it Freedom to Be.
Do you know?
Court, yes.
Freedom to be caught.
We've talked about the fact that she is a Pentecostal minister and now, some of the damage that her views will do to homosexual people.
Well, it's not only damages to our LGBTI community, but it's damages, let's face it, to, you know, gay sport, actually.
Well, yeah. So if you are struggling with the fact that you are homosexual, and that you are in a Pentecostal church, there is an organisation that you can go to,
mm-hmm,
to talk to them. They're not going to push religion, but they will be there to share stories with you, to listen to you. And it's called Freedom to Be, just the letter B, .org. And we're going to try and get them on to the program next week.
And that's
to have a little talk to
freedom
us.
Freedom to, it's the number two, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, so freedom,
freedom
to
digit
be.
To just letter B.
And we're going to finish with the Freya Hanley track that we tried to play at the beginning,
which
called
Jumped Around.
Evaporate. And it is Goodbye from the Priest.
And the Pom.
And the Panelist.
And, we'll
and coming up next is Hot Sci-Fi Hunk. So stay tuned in for Sci-Fi and Scream.
And you're on Joy 94.9.
94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.